From our broadcast palace in Frankfurt, it's the top of the hour, and you've found the power. WILO. This is WILO Frankfurt, a Casper Media station.
It's time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Kim will speak with coaches and players across the region, and your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfurt. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I am your host, Ken Hartman. The show today is going to feature boys basketball, and we're going to have our first guest on here in just a minute. That'll be Chad Peckinpah from Clinton Prairie. 9:15, we're going to have Whit Cadle from Clinton Central. 9:30, we have Nate Van Dyne from Frankfurt. Then at 9:45, we're going to have Rossville head coach Corey Dunn. But back to what we originally started with, we're going to say good morning to Chad Peckinpah. Chad, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
So we're about ready to start, maybe.
Right.
So right now your first game's with Frankfurt, right?
That's correct. It was scheduled for Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That game has the 28th now.
Okay. So what kind of team have you got for this year?
We got a couple guys coming back that gave us a lot of last year. We're going to be young this year. We got some guys that need to kind of fill some roles from some of the seniors that graduated last year that were pretty productive for us.
So, who are those returnees for you?
What's that? I'm sorry?
I said, who are those returnees for you?
We have Trevor Funk, Drew Blacker, and Garrett McGraw. That kind of will be those guys that we have to lean on early in the year. Those are the guys that probably got the most merit for us last year. That's a lot of varsity time. And we have a number of kids that need to kind of fill in with guys like Luke Longnecker, Kate Osborne, Wesley Locke, Cody Marcinko. I'm going to be some of those guys that we count on filling some of those other spots.
Who are going to be some of the newcomers that you're going to rely on this year?
Well, those four that I talked about there, again, Luke, Dave, Cody, and Wes, Clayton Perkins, the one that probably come in there and fill some holes for us. We have a sophomore that could get some time there as well. I mean, Smith, plays some point guard for us, and he'll fill that role a little bit, so. And we got some young guys that are locked to play this in practice right now and are off to a good start. So it's an open kind of competition right now to kind of do well. It's going to really step in there and fill those spots for us moving forward.
Now, have you guys had a lot of time to practice or not? Or are you going to just kind of see what you got when game one rolls out?
I think we're on practice number 10 today, so we've been able to get on the court, get some stuff in. Obviously, we're going to start playing with the changes when the actual practice season starts. And that's for everybody, right? So we're in that kind of same boat. We've been fortunate enough to be on the court pretty much every day. We've had some guys in and out. I think part of the year for everybody is having to deal with the sport at a given time, who's available. So it's going to be a next man up kind of thing. And guys that got to the right and keep on any given night.
Now, what would you view as strengths and weaknesses with this group?
I think we're still trying to figure all that stuff out. We got to get some guys that are capable scorers coming back, and they look to kind of carry that load for us, especially early in the year. I think what really helped us last year was our defensive approach. I think we got some guys that are very capable on that defensive end of being aggressive and kind of leading the way. So we got to really hang our hat there on that end. Last year, make that one of our strengths.
This is your second year there, so how have the kids adjusted to your system?
They've done great. I think we had a great group last year. The seniors that kind of led that for us, and they were receptive of our system and what we wanted to get done. They bought into it last year, and that's kind of carried over to this summer, working with these guys that have come back. And things are definitely a lot smoother here to start this year just because they're what we're looking to get done and familiar with our system now. So we're just continuing to expand on it and grow it. But the kids have been great, and their coach has been wonderful, and they're working hard every day.
How has COVID impacted not only your team, but practices and all that other stuff for you guys?
Well, kind of like I looked earlier, we've had some guys in and out, just having a different time. Kind of work with the guys that are there and available. For instance, our scrimmage had changed three different times, with teams that we were supposed to play. And I said, that's just going to be, I think that season for us is having to be able to adapt and adjust and kind of make changes as you go along. We scheduled to play someone on Friday night, and that may change if someone's totally different. So, scouting reports are going to have to be quick, and adjustments are going to have to be quick, but, I think we got a good group that can handle those as we go along.
Depth going to be an issue, or are you going to be okay there?
We'll see. That's what we're trying to figure out right now. I think that will change and progress as we go along throughout the year. Who that is, what that is, that's something we are definitely working on, to figure out who can kind of fill those roles and give us some minutes off the bench and be those guys that come in and do give us some depth so we can play a certain way. So that'll be ever changing, but that's something we gotta figure out as we move along.
You got any size this year or not?
We're probably 6'2", 6'3", in those range. There's all like those 6'6", 6'7" kids out there, but that's okay. I mean, we weren't really big last year, so like I said, we'll play a certain way to what we have and adjust to our style. Our kids play hard. We can definitely make up for some of that. No problem.
Are you going to make any adjustments to how you want to play because of lack of depth or size or whatever this year?
We'll do pretty much the same thing we did last year. We'll keep things systematic. We'll adjust per night depending on what team we're playing. As things change with our team, depending on who we have, we may adjust some things. But we periodically changed things a lot last year, so we'll continue to do that by week, by game, depending on who we're playing, that kind of thing. So there'll be some changes, but it won't be a complete drastic change from what we did last year.
What do you expect out of the league this year?
It's going to be competitive again. You got some good teams. There's a lot of teams that have some quality players coming in. So I think every night in the league is going to be a challenge. Some of those places are places to play on the road. It might be a little bit different this year with the limited fan and capacity that you can have in there in the gyms on a given night. Our league from top to bottom should be pretty good this year. So it's going to be a fun one to compete in. Looking forward to the challenge. Like I said, it'll be a good test every night that we go play one of those league games.
How many people are you expecting to be able to get in your gym with the capacity that you're going to put out there?
So we're about 300 or so, outside of, players and personnel and those type of things.
Yeah.
So it's going to definitely be different. It's unfortunate because we have a great community sport, a great fan base, a great student support here at Clinton Prairie, and to not be able to get all those people in there, it's going to be a tough thing, but also we have to, put the safety first and deal with the situation that we're currently in and understand that. I think the important thing is that these kids are an opportunity to play. It's important that these kids are involved and being active, and not only, there's just the boys' basketball program, the girls' basketball, the dance, it's important them to all have that thing that they look forward to, excited about. So, whatever we got to do to make sure that these kids are still involved is what we got to do.
How important is it for everybody, you think, this year to try and get as much of a full year, even a full year in, as possible?
Well, I think it's the kids put in so much time, and they're passionate about being on the court. I think it's important for those kids to have that in every sport. So whatever the game's in, I think again it's going to be something that's ever changing. So you may have to play on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or three games in a week. Whatever we got to do to get these kids playing and on the court, we're up for it. We're just going to have to adjust and go on the fly there as things change and be able to adapt. And that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do.
Okay. What kind of expectations are you wanting out of this group?
Well, expectations never change. We want to go out there and compete and win and put our best foot forward every night. So those guys know that. That starts with us in practice, maintaining a certain pace, work ethic, and That's where we're trying to fill these guys. Is, again, we got some new guys coming in and trying to fill roles. So the expectations are always high, and that's to go out there and win every night and put our best foot forward.
Okay. Are we missing anything you want to bring up or anything else you want to have before I turn you loose?
No, I don't think so. Again, looking forward to another year, and hopefully we can get as much in as we possibly can.
Okay. Chad, thanks much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Best luck to you and the Gophers, and we'll catch you sometime during the year, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Adam. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care. That was Chad Peckinpah, who's the head coach at Clinton Prairie High School. He's our first guest of all of our four basketball coaches for today. We still got about 5 minutes or so left in this segment. I want to get you updated on the high school football situation. Let's go through all the semi-state results from last night. In Class A, Central Catholic season came to an end as unbeaten South Adams defeated the Knights 42-9, and Covenant Christian pounded West Washington 55-8. Those two teams get together next Saturday at Lucas Oil Stadium for the state title. Class 2A, Bishop Lures defeated Pioneer 42-34. Western Boone still alive. They defeated Evansville Modern Day 42-7. So Lures and Western Boone get together. First game on Friday at Lucas Oil starts at 11 o'clock. Class 3A, Bishop Chittard defeated Mishawaka Marion 18-13. Danville still alive as they defeated Southridge by a score 30-7. So those two get together. Second game on Saturday at 3 p.m. at Lucas Oil Stadium. Class 4A, Hobart defeated Marion 49-20. Roncalli defeated Mooresville 42-14. Those two tangle at 3 p.m. on Friday and we're at Lucas Oil. Class 5A, this is a little surprising. Zionsville's got the most losses of anybody as next to Lures. They defeated Valparaiso 27-9, and Indianapolis Cathedral defeated Castle 32-7. So Zionsville and Cathedral get together the last game of the weekend series, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And in 6A, Center Grove defeated Warren Central 38-0, and Westfield defeated Homestead by a score of 42-9. Those teams get together in the last game on Friday night at 7 o'clock next week. So that's what's going on for the state finals as we speak. Last night, I don't know if you saw it up in Minneapolis or not, but the Boilermakers lost a tough one. They lost 34-31 to the Golden Gophers up in Minneapolis. They had apparently had a touchdown, which would have given the lead with less than a minute to go, get wiped away by a 15-yard penalty, which wiped out a 19-yard touchdown pass, which had given them a 37-34 lead with 52 seconds left. But that got wiped out on the next play. Jack Plummer's pass was intercepted, which was give Minnesota the ability to go ahead and put the game away. So Purdue is now 2-2 with the loss last night. Interestingly here, Minnesota played without 20 players and several staff members, including offensive line coach Brian Callahan, who tested positive for COVID-19 this week. Minnesota coach P.J. Flex, the number of players out, nearly prompted Minnesota to cancel the game. The one real shining moment for Purdue last night is wide receiver Rondale Moore, who was a 2018 All-American selection, made his debut Friday night, recorded 15 receptions for 116 yards, as well as 3 rushes for 20 yards and a touchdown. Moore initially opted out of the season before choosing to play in September. He said he aggravated a hamstring injury in practice, but didn't really want to bring it out too much. But anyway, Minnesota wound up winning last night 34-31. And of course, Jeff Brown not happy at all on the last play on the pass interference call that took away the TDs. He just didn't like it at all. You really can't say very much anymore. You just can't. So that's what's going to happen. So. All right, we're going to take a break. We have our next guest on the line. You are listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound-off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Boys basketball is the theme for the day today. We're about to be joined by our second head coach of the morning. That'll be Whit Cato from Clinton Central. Whit, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Ken?
Doing just fine. You guys doing all right over your way?
Yeah, we're doing fine. We like everybody else, we have some bumps in the road, but we're doing good.
Are you got most of your kids with you, or are they kind of up and down, or I should say in and out of the places right now?
Well, right now I do not have most of my kids. We have 16 guys out right now in quarantine, mm-hmm. And I've got 7 at practice right now.
Is that just for varsity or for JV as well?
That's for everybody. That's our whole group. We got 23 total and 16 at home right now who are eligible to come back the 27th. So hopefully by the 27th, nothing else happens. We'll have our full team together then.
So your game that you originally had with Delphi Tuesday night is off, right?
That's correct. It's will be the 5th of December now. So our first game right now is the 4th of December.
So who have you got that night?
We'll have Fountain Central. We'll go down to make a long trip down to Fountain Central.
And that is a long trip, especially during the week area. That's going to be on a weekend, though.
Yeah.
At least it's on a Saturday. It's not so bad.
Yeah, it's a Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night, yeah.
So then you're going to play Fountain Central at the start, and then you're going to play Delphi the next night, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you're going to start on the road. Is that okay with you, starting both games on the road, or is this group going to be all right to play that way?
I think it'll be all right to play that way, but at this point, Ken, we're just excited to finally play somebody and mm-hmm. hopefully get to that point. It's a wild year, as I'm sure you'll hear all day, and you all know. We just want to play. So we'll play wherever. We'll play all of our games on the road if we get to play at this point.
How much is COVID? Obviously, COVID's impacting you now. Has that really hurt your practices as well, or where are you at with that?
You know, It's weird because this preseason we had more kids at our preseason workouts than we've ever had since I've been here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't affect us early. We were doing well, you know, had a, you know, 13, 14 kids every day at weights and at, our two practices were allowed, you know, preseason. So we were going along well, but you know, we knew it was coming. You know, I tried to prepare the kids. I said, guys, it'll happen. It's going to happen to us. You know, we're going to lose some of you for a while. It's just, how are we going to bounce back from it? How are we going to, you know, I think the story of this year will be for most teams is, how do you respond to that adversity when you have guys on gone for 2 weeks and they come back, and can you keep chugging along?
Yeah, and how much can you readjust this year? Might be the question.
I don't know yet. I think we got to keep everything pretty simple because, you know, you never know who will be there. And, you know, the biggest thing, adjustment we've made so far is, you know, for this time, our practices are filmed so that our kids that are at home can watch them. So they still can keep up with what's going on and just see practice. Gives them something at home to look forward to get back to school and get back to, you know, in the gym.
Who are your returnees for this year?
Okay, we have six kids returning lettermen. You know, Drew Hostetter and Logan Whiteman, you know, two seniors who have been really big leaders for us this offseason. So I'm really happy with them. And then we have some four juniors after that, Jake Shoup and Kyle Pickard, Tyler Rayo, and Coda Allen. So all six of them lettered last year. And at some point in the season really helped us win a game. And then, you know, we add a couple guys. We have a senior that's coming back to play after missing a couple years with injuries and other things, JT Holton. And we have another a freshman who's done a real nice job this year. And we look to he'll contribute this year in Luke Davison. So I like our team a lot if we can get them all together.
Yeah, that's the whole key is to get everybody together. So depth,
yeah.
Depth sounds like it's pretty good. Here again, assuming you have everybody together.
Right. I like our depth. And, you know, I've even talked to kids who maybe I didn't name just now and said, guys, you got to be ready to play. You have to come to practice if you're going to play because that day of a game, you know, we could get three or four guys that get sent home for quarantine. So you can't sit around and pout at practice and go, I'm not going to get in. You might be thrust into a really, you know, a situation where you've got to play a lot of minutes tonight.
You
have to be ready.
Do you think you got those type of kids that are ready to do that?
I do. And you know, I guess a blessing to try to look at. I try to look at things positively, Ken. And a blessing of having guys gone right now early in the year is, you know, with seven guys at practice right now and only three of those guys are varsity guys right at this point, but you're getting some guys ready and they're getting a lot of reps. There's a lot of one-on-one attention right now with seven guys in the gym, as you can imagine. So
right.
I think that's a blessing of not having guys at practice at the same time.
So I take it that what you're doing for practices right now is working on individual talents, obviously you can't do too much teamwork.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of shooting and ball handling and individual stuff, like you said, and then we'll run through offense just to make sure they understand and, you know, and defense as well, but coaches are having to put a lot of time in, maybe on offense or defense at times, but, you know, that keeps me semi-young, I guess.
I was going to say, you get to show off all your basketball skills. I mean, hey, that's half the battle right there.
I don't know if I'm showing off any skills.
So when you look at this team, what's your strengths and weaknesses with this group?
Well, I think our strengths are, like you mentioned, our depth if we have everybody here. But we have strong leadership. You know, this is my fourth year here. So these seniors have been with me for 4 years. I'm the only, you know, head coach they've known, which I think is good. And they know what I need and want. And we've become more of a player-led team than me leading all the stuff. You know, our two guys, two of our seniors, Drew and Logan, have really stepped up and leading this team when, you know, back in April and May when we couldn't get together, they, you know, sent messages out to the kids that they took that on their shoulders. So our leadership is really strong. And like I said, experience a little bit, you know, all six of those returners made plays in games that we need them to. Tyler Rail didn't play a whole lot of minutes, but you know, he has a huge and one in our sectional win. late in the game, and we win by two, or win by one. So that's a huge play for us. So he, even though he may not have got a ton of minutes, he made some big plays for us. So we have a lot of experience out there.
And I take it from what you're telling me, the chemistry looks like it's going to be pretty good for you as well.
Yeah, I really think so. That's what gets you excited sometimes is the chemistry and having guys step up and be leaders. And we've been preaching, trying to teach leadership because I think it can be taught, and it seems like they've responded to it.
After the way the year ended, last year, how important is it for everybody to play as much as possible, if not as every game this year?
Repeat that, Ken. I broke up there.
Okay. Sorry. What I was going to say, depending with the way last year ended, important is it for everybody to play as much as possible, or, maybe get a full year in this year?
I think it's important just to play. First off, we ended really well, so we're excited and want to play because we think we can, improve on what we've done. I'm not convinced that we'll get a full year in, to be honest, but we just want to get as many in as we can because we just want to play basketball. I mean, that's all our kids really want to do is get out there and play. If we got to bring, five guys and go play a game, we're going to go play if we can. So I think it's important just for the kids to get this back to school and play a game they love to play. And it's just a wild time, man.
It is really wild. That's for sure. And of course, everybody is still – there's still one undefeated team in the world right now, and that's the coronavirus.
That's our biggest competition right
now. That's right. That's everybody's competition right now.
That's right.
Expectations for your kids?
Our expectations, I don't usually like to talk about it because we just want to get better every day, and that's still true. But, we're trying to keep raising the bar. That was our theme last year, and we did that. We finished really strong, winning 5 of 8 and playing for a sectional championship, and then in that sectional championship, you play a team in Covington who, arguably could have maybe won a state championship. I mean, that's the bar right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to see that firsthand and be in that environment. Of a sectional championship game, they bring their whole town, to that game, and we're in it, and they beat us pretty good, but we got to be there and see what it took and what we're up against. So I think our kids' expectations raised because they got to play in a game and they were satisfied, they were proud of it, but we want to get back there and try to win one and put a number up on a banner at school. It's been a lot, since 1983. So we're trying to get that accomplished. Now, I don't know if we can or not, but that's the goal.
How much did the success of the football team have kind of rub off on your kids?
Oh, I think I'll go back. I'll even go back before that. You look at our school, and I think we all feed off of each other's success. Our girls basketball team last year played for a sectional championship. We did. Then our football team goes this year, and Coach Gilbert there, and I've talked to him a lot about a lot of things, and he did an excellent job leading our football team, and they played for a sectional championship, a little modified, but it was still a sectional championship. So I think that our kids see all of that, and our school feeds off of that, and I think it's huge.
That's probably something a lot of people don't look at is, if you haven't had a lot of success, you're looking for every little thing that you can find, especially when you have that, you need to just build off of it as much as you can.
Oh, no doubt in my mind, Ken. I just see the kids talking at school. They we try to wish the girls basketball team when we're practicing and they got a game and they're kind of leaving. We all got each other's back there. We have to, we're like you said, we're trying to find success and build off of it. And whether it's girls basketball, wrestling, football, whatever that is,
right,
we all have to work together. And we are, we have a really good group at Clinton Central and we're really excited right now.
That's the big thing right there. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
We're looking forward to the year, and my big thing now is asking the community really, support us, and I don't know how people think and stuff, but we really want to play and we need your help and do the best you can so we can control this spread and get a season in for our kids. I mean, it's really about them. It's not about me. It's not about anybody else. It's about our kids. And I want to see them, do something that they love to do. And all of us, whether it's the state, the country, whatever it is, we just want to play. and we need your help.
I would say that's the best thing that's been said, totally, from what I've heard this morning, because that's just the way it's going to have to be. Whit, we appreciate the time.
Yeah,
best of luck to you, and stay safe, will you, please?
Yeah, I will. You too, Ken. Thank you all.
All right, take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
That was Whit Cadle, who's the basketball coach at Clinton Central. We're going to take another break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.